1-800-237-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're going to try and get you motivated this morning to get out in your yard, and let's get the yard ready for the arrival of spring. Hey, the baseball season starts in 5 days. You know, have they been working on your favorite ballpark and getting it ready? Well, your ballpark is your lawn, so let's get that grass taken care of. Let's get it green so it looks as good or even better than your favorite ballpark. It's that time of the year. Now, we were talking a little earlier with Karen about planting some bulbs and getting things started. There's a lot of new products coming out on the market this year, and there's one of them that I tried last year, and I want you to consider. It's called Vitamin C Seaweed. And what it is seaweed that's been harvested from the ocean. It's been sun-dried and then ground up, chopped up into like a cornmeal-type consistency. And you mix it with the soils at the time of planting. And I used it in my vegetable garden. I used it when I put in perennials. And I had great results. Now, I want you to check out their website. It's Vitamin C Seaweed. Okay? It will tell you all about seaweed, everything that you want to know about growing plants, and what seaweed will do for your particular plants. It's a great product. But it's a vitamin, V-I-T-A-M-I-N, C-S-E-A, seaweed.com. So vitamin C, seaweed.com. Check it out. Read about it. And you'll see why this is such a good product for your gardens. And for those of you that are potting, to try and motivate the plants to let's go. Come on. You've been laying around all winter. It's time to grow. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, we have Al from Cape Cod, who has a question about bees.
Al, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Al.
How you doing, Paul?
Good morning.
Morning. I was curious. You know, you had a big scare about bees dying back a couple years back, but, you know, I never heard anything else about it. I wonder how they're doing.
Well, the bee population, from what I've been reading, is beginning to rebound. And it was a lot of different causes. The people that are really organic and they believe that most of us should not use chemicals, they all blamed chemicals. Some people blamed cell phone towers, and some people blamed a little tiny mite that got into the hives, and they've done a lot of research. They've tested all over the United States and Canada, and they found out that it was not just one. There was a combination of mites, of a disease, of extra cold winter, which we had 2 years ago and 3 years ago. It was the use of some insecticides, and a lot of different things. But the populations are building up again, and that really is a good thing. You know, part of the problem is that we don't have a lot of people that raise bees where you live. And that really does help if you have local people. Now, these big commercial companies that grow apples or almonds or peaches, they have to bring in the hives. So what happens is the bees start in Florida. And they're there right now. And they're pollinating the oranges, the grapefruit, the lemon, the lime. And they bring in the hive. They put it right in the field. They do their job. And as spring moves north, they'll pick up those bees. They'll take them to Georgia. And in Georgia, they'll do peaches. They'll do various nut crops. And when that crop is all taken care of, then they keep moving till they get to Maine, where they do blueberries. So these poor little bees have been working nonstop during March all the way to June and July by the time they get to Maine for the blueberries, and they never know where they are. They get confused. The other thing that happens is you're not finding as many wild flowers growing. Open fields that were once there are now house lots. So the bees are stuck eating just apples or just blueberries or just various fruit trees or crops. They're not getting a good diet. It's like me saying to you, okay, Al, today and this week you're going to eat just fish. And next week you're going to eat just beef. And the week after that you're going to eat just turkey. There's no mixture. And with the lack of wildflowers, and because they're being moved so quickly from place to place, that's helped to cause a problem. So they've been able to control the mite. They've been able to control part of this colony collapse. And they now know that you don't spray at certain times of the year. And a good example is this. We all use a product called Tree and Shrub. And it's available by Bayer. It's available by Scotts, which is Ortho. It's available by Bonide. So it's available by all companies because it does a good job. What we have to say to ourselves is, this is a product that needs to be applied to the plant once the flowering cycle is over, because it is a systemic. It will go up into the plant, and if the bee picks it up, yes, it will kill the bee. So if you wait until your azaleas are done flowering, or your forsythia is done flowering, and then treat the plant, there's no harm. But on the other hand, a systemic is a better insecticide than a contact. Now, seven, like the number seven, is probably the worst insecticide on the market today. When it was first developed, it was wonderful. Seven was developed by Bayer. They no longer use it or recommend it in their line of products. It's still available. They promote other products because you can take seven, put it on your plants in your garden. The bee can pick it up on its leg, take it to the nest where it will kill other bees. A product like Tree and Shrub, it will only affect the insect that comes into contact. So it's a much smaller problem with the bee population. And if you apply it timely, there's no problem. So read the label, ask questions, give me a call. We're going to work together so that you use insecticides wisely. And I don't care who it is. You cannot always use organic. There's some insects that there's no organic control for other than two bricks. You need to use chemicals, but you need to use them wisely and timely. So the bees are coming back up. We just have to think before we act, and that will help a great deal. Very good question, Al. I really appreciate it, and very timely also. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from Cape Cod, who has a question about a holly plant.
Mary, from beautiful Cape Cod, why don't you hold on a second? We're coming up on the break, and when we come back, we'll go right to your question about the hollies on Cape Cod. 800-259-9231. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. I just want to take a minute to thank all of you that were kind enough to send me a note after not publishing the newsletter this past week. I was so sick, and you can probably hear I'm still congested quite a bit, but feeling much better, and we'll make up for the missed newsletter this coming week. But again, thank you for all of you that did send a very kind note wishing me to get well. And I am. I'm feeling better. I'm motivated. And I'm ready to get out in that yard like you should be. And if you need some help with your garden or a little motivation, call us. 800-259-9231. The one thing that you can do if you can't get out in your yard and you have containers that you're going to be planting in, like if you have an earth box, dump the soil out of the earth box. Wash it. Clean it up really good. Take it apart. Get all the roots from last year that were there. Clean it all up. A little bit of bleach and water. You know, start it off like it's a brand new unit. Put it back together. Don't throw the soil away. The soil is still good. You know, farmers do not take their fields and bring in all new soil every year. Take the soil out of any container, dump it into a wheelbarrow, add some compost to it, add some peat moss or some manure, recondition the soil, put some soil moist in it, put some mycorrhizal powder in it, back into the container, and now you're ready to go. So you can start thinking about getting your containers ready. And if you like to grow in containers, EarthBox has a very, very neat product. It's a stackable wall garden that you can grow herbs in on like a back porch or patio. When you go to the garden center, ask them to show you the stackable mini garden made by EarthBox. It is really, really neat. You can grow strawberries, lettuce, all kinds of things. So take a look for it. Dawn, who's up next?
Mary, about the holly plant.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Mary, good morning. How can we help you with your holly today?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Glad to see you're back in business.
Thank you.
We have holly trees in our yard, which are getting very leggy. The leaves are at the end of the branches, but close to the main stem, it's all bare. Now, should they be pruned back? Is this the time of year to prune them back? And so forth.
Okay. Yeah, you've chosen the perfect time. Right now, all the energy is in the ground preparing to move up, to stimulate the buds. And if you've got a plant that's really getting overgrown, it's thinned out, it's not full like it was, and you want to control the size, now is the time to get out there and do that pruning. And you have to walk up to that plant with good, clean, sharp hand pruners, loppers, pole saws, and say to yourself, I'm going to do this for your own good. And you're going to cut it back. And see, by doing it now, the energy hasn't moved out of the ground yet. So, you remove all the portions of the plant that you want to take out. You leave a lot of dormant buds. And every place where you had a leaf on that plant, and the leaf fell, if you look, there's a little V shape mark on that stem. Sometimes it's more noticeable. But when that stem of the leaf fell, it left a bud. And that bud is back up. So that if the top of the plant had a problem, these buds are there for that particular purpose. So you get out there, you start pruning the plant, it's going to look like hell. It really is when you get done. But when the ground warms up, the air temperature warms up, the energy will start to move up. And as it does, the buds that you removed are gone. It will wake up to dormant buds. So you'll have a plant that will be thicker from the inside out. You'll have less upward growth, but more horizontal growth on it. It will become thicker and fuller. So a day like today, junipers, yews, holly, arborvitae, get them pruned while they're still dormant. Perfect, perfect question.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Now, if the snow is melting where you live, or hopefully it's gone where you live, my house, not yet, but as the snow recedes, you're probably seeing areas, some of you are seeing these squiggly trenches that have been dug in your lawn during the winter. Those are moles. And they will continue to dig unless you do something. So if you're seeing damage to the lawn with holes, with mounds, with these zigzag type trenches, get your bamboo rake, spring action rake, and rake those areas and get them clean. Because right now, this little rodent is running across the ground between the turf and the snow. It is in this little trench. So if you can break up the trench, and when you walk on the ground, if you see these raised areas with the heel of your foot, compact them. Collapse their trenches as much as possible. But get it raked, get it clean, go to your garden center. And there's a product made by Fertiloam called MoleGo, MOLE-GO. It comes in a built-in sprayer. You attach it to your hose, and you spray the areas where the moles have been during the late fall and through the winter. And you spray the areas pretty good. That way, if you get a good rain, the rain will wash the product into the ground and will keep them out. Okay? But step one, if you have moles, is to clean the area because they've piled dead grass right on top of the other, and you want to remove that. So clean the areas, spray with the Mold Go, and keep an eye on it. And if you see new mounds developing in your lawn, before you go to work, just take a minute. Walk on that area where you had moles, and if you see raised areas, heel of your foot, squish them into the ground, drive them deep in, and that will help to discourage them. But put something down now, because they will continue to feed on your lawn. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Amber from New Hampshire, who has a question about bark mulch.
Amber, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Actually, I have a couple of questions. One is,
sure.
I'm thinking of replacing my regular mulch with stone mulch or I guess rocks, what have you. The other one is, the other question I have is, I have flowering crab trees, but they have such an unbelievable amount of suckers that come out of the base, and I trim them every year, but someone's told me that means it's diseased, although it looks healthy, but I don't know how to deal with an incredible amount of suckers that come out of the ground. So that one, and more so with the mulch question, I was wondering if I put, I have some stone mulch around the pool area, and I don't know whether it gets too hot to put in other areas. I'm thinking of replacing my other beds with stone, so I don't have to deal with all the weeding and redressing and so on.
Right. Okay. First of all, on the suckers of your tree is perfectly healthy. What it's telling you is that tree that you bought was grafted either to give you control of the height and size of the plant, or to make it stronger and more hardy. And the root system where it was grafted is trying to take over. You cannot put a weed killer on it because you're going to kill the main tree. So you have to say to yourself, it's not a problem. I just don't like it. And whenever you see the new growth, take a pair of pruners and cut them off as close to the trunk or the base of the plant as possible. If they're in the ground, dig with your hands around and remove those suckering shoots. They're coming from the roots. You may even have to get a good sharp knife, dig in the ground, and try and with a knife cut as flush to where it's coming from as possible. But there's nothing to matter with the tree. It's trying to take over and turn it into a shrub. And you just have to say to yourself, I'm not going to put up with that. I bought this as a tree, not a bush, and just keep after it. And it will eventually get discouraged and stop. It will take you a couple of years, but you just have to stay with it and just keep removing those suckers at the base of the plant. Now, stone mulch, good and bad. If it's going to be in an area with a lot of sun and you just want it as a ground cover to keep the weeds out, no problem at all. You see it every place in big commercial lots, it does well. It's not a place where you want to grow flowers or perennials because the rocks will absorb the heat of the sun, transfer the heat to the ground, and during July and August will dry out the soil a lot faster. So if it's a big tree, no problem. If it's a plant like a juniper or an arborvitae, a needle-type evergreen, there's no problem. Broadleaf evergreens like rhododendron, azalea, holly, they have a problem with stone mulch. So, it depends what you're going to do. Now, if there's no plantings, they're not broadleaf evergreens, it's going to be a juniper or a tree, no problem. What I would suggest that you do is buy a landscape fabric. Do not remove the mulch that's there, because the mulch that's there, the microbes are chewing at it and they're turning it into energy for the tree. put down a landscape fabric, put the stone on top of that. The reason is, if you put the stone on top of the mulch or the ground directly, you're mowing your lawn, the wind picks up the cutting that you do, and in it there's some weed seeds that blow in the air, and they land in the stone. Now the stone will catch the weed seed. It will trickle between the stones, eventually get in contact with the soil or the bark mulch, and then it will sprout, and you'll have weeds all over the bed. If you put down a landscape fabric, then the stone on top of it, the weed seeds can blow in all they want. They got no place to get in contact with organic matter or soil, and you'll have a lot less of a weed problem. Now, for the first year, you have to readjust the plants in that bed. So during July and August, if you could give them some additional water, it will let them adapt to the changes around them. And with stone mulch, 1 inch, inch and a half is plenty. Okay? Now, one other thing. If you're putting stone mulch and it's going to be near your lawn where you're going to mow, you need to buy lawn edging, not metal. Stay away from metal edging, because if you hit the metal edging, the inexpensive stuff that you can buy with your lawnmower blade, and you're not paying attention, you're working in the yard barefoot, and you should step on it, you're going to slice the bottom of your foot right up. Use the vinyl or plastic landscape edging, and there's one that has a big rounded top. That gives you a nice area to guide the lawnmower. What you don't want to have happen is, if you put the stone right up to the grass, you're mowing, you're eventually going to drive your lawnmower into the stone, and when you do, that rock will be picked up by your lawnmower blade and be shot out of the other end of your lawnmower, just like a bullet. And if you're mowing and there's a car there, you could end up putting a stone into the side or into a window of the car. So put a nice sharp edge with a plastic edging that holds the stone in the bed and out of the grass, okay? And just be aware that if it gets hot, it gets dry, stone creates and holds heat. So the plants in that bed will require additional watering during July and August. Okay? It's as simple as that. It doesn't matter what it is. It's what's going to make you happy and make your yard look good, as long as you know how to do it. Don't be scared to ask questions. Don't just do it, but you really need a barrier between the ground and the stone. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ray from South Carolina, who has a question about a natural insecticide.
Good morning, Ray. How can we help you with your bugs this morning?
Well, I was wondering about that diastomaceous earth.
Yes.
For insecticide, what do you think about that as a broad spectrum of insecticide?
Now, what are you going to use it on, Ray, your diatomaceous earth?
Vegetables and just whatever I could use it on. You know, it's organic. I was kind of wondering.
Yep. Now, let me tell you what diatomaceous earth is. Diatomaceous earth is coral. It's coral that has been ground up into a powder, and the number one use for diatomaceous earth is in your swimming pool. If you have a filter, a lot of you are adding diatomaceous earth as a way to filter the water to get the algae as it's going through that process. But diatomaceous earth is coral. And when you touch it, it feels just like baby powder. But if you're a bug and you're walking along the ground or the plant that's been dusted with diatomaceous earth, it's like razor blades. It's sharp. And that insect will literally get scratched, and it moves further, it gets scratched some more. Eventually, it will break through the cuticle, through the skin of the insect, and the insect loses all of its body fluids, and that's how it works. So it's a very, very good insecticide for soft-bodied insects like mealybug, aphid, white fly. Not so good for caterpillars or beetles. Now, if you want to get something that's going to be natural, that will take care of bigger bugs, there's a product called Spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad is a bacteria that they found in the Caribbean 3 or 4 years ago. It's available at a lot of garden centers. It's a liquid. You spray it in your vegetable and flower garden, and all types of caterpillars and a lot of beetles will be killed with this naturally occurring bacteria. So that will take care of the big guys. And if you have 10 caterpillars, tomato hornworms, Spinosad.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend, hut!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. You know, if you live in southern Maine, and you're looking for something to do today, you know, it's cold out. It's 23 degrees at my house in Kennebunk. Not a day to get out and work on the lawn just yet. But if you're looking for something to do, go to your local greenhouse, your local garden center, and, you know, start looking around. Look at the seed packages. Look at the different chemicals, the new fertilizers that are out there. You know, some of these places already have pansies in stock. And if you live near Brunswick or Cumberland, Skillen's Greenhouse is having their spring open house from 9 o'clock until 5 today. And it's a great time, all kinds of discounts and stuff. And they've got the greenhouses all decked out. They even have lettuce plants that you can buy and pot them up and grow them on your windowsill so that you can pick it fresh. So bring the kids. They've got all kinds of events planned for you. But if you want to have some fun, go to your local greenhouse, your local garden center. Walk in, smell the air of what gardening should be where you live. If it hasn't arrived yet, get yourself psyched. Start looking around. Get some ideas. Talk with the people there. Right now, the people in the nurseries and the garden centers are not that busy. They're beginning to receive some shrubs, some trees. They're getting pottery in. They're getting statuary in. And all of a sudden, boom, it's going to break, and you won't be able to talk to them. So a day like today, after church, stop by, say hello. They'll be glad to see you. You know, it's been a long winter. They haven't seen you all winter. Say hello. Look at the new products. But if you live in southern Maine, Cumberland or Brunswick, go to Skillen's Greenhouse. It's their open house, and the air will get you intoxicated. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from Cape Cod, who has a question about a Shasta daisy.
Mary from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. I have some Shasta daisies, and I've never really grown them outside. I've given a lot of advice on them, but never really grown them. but now they're starting to pop. You know, to get me leaves and such. How should I trim them back to make them nice and full?
Okay, well, you're not going to prune them for a while yet. You want them. Now, are these in pots in your home right now?
No, they're in the ground.
They're in the ground. Okay. The only thing that you want to do now, Mary, is to rake that bed clean, put down an inch of bark mulch right on top of them, and that will help to keep the weeds out. It will help to hold moisture. You can also broadcast a granular, slow-release organic fertilizer like Plant Tone around them. That's going to motivate them to get thicker. Now, once they get up to be about 3 inches, then you can pinch them. And what will happen is it will prevent them from getting taller, but it will motivate side buds, side shoots rather, to form around the plant, making it a lot bigger, thicker, and producing more and more stems. But you don't want to do it right now because they're really small coming out of the ground. 3 inches, take back about a half an inch. So with your thumb and index finger, just pinch them to take that terminal bud out, and that will stimulate the plant. It will also delay the bloom a little bit, but that's okay. You'll end up with a plant that's going to be a lot more productive. And Shasta daisies are wonderful. And when you're at your local garden center this year, it used to be the Shasta daisies were a white daisy with a yellow center. Well, there are a lot of new varieties of Shasta daisies. There are doubles now, and there are different colors. At my house in Kennebunk, I have a planting bed along my driveway that's 40 feet long, 15 feet wide, and I planted 3 purple leaf plums to give me some height. And basically everything else, I'm going to say 70% of what's in that bed is all daisies. Black-eyed Susans, Coreopsis. Go to your greenhouse and ask them to show you daisies. I have them starting to bloom during late May, early June, right up until fall. And I built the bed for my 2 aunts, Aunt Ruth, and my mother-in-law, Ruth Duncan.